Hi, and welcome to Higher Ed Social. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie.
And you're listening to a special, we don't want to edit it version of Higher Ed Social.
And Jeff's here. Woohoo!
You may remember Jeff from an earlier episode. I don't, which episode were you? I don't even remember.
We were talking social
Talked about a lot of things. Talked about
we went over a lot of,
presentations, which kind of leads in beautifully to the topic of the show today.
We're going to talk about High Ed Web, which is the big conference that we all met at.
That's right.
Yes, it's going to be in Milwaukee, which is also where some of us have met before. I think this is the
That is true.
third time we've been to Milwaukee, which isn't bad because Milwaukee's a great town with
I
lots
don't.
of
What are the highlights of Milwaukee? I've never been.
bronze fawns.
The Bronze Fawns.
That's exciting.
The Safe House. It's a great spy themed restaurant just around the corner from there.
The great
Got
hotel bar.
a great river walk and a beautiful reconditioned 1920s bank with a great big bronze and chrome vault area to it. It's where Johnny Depp filmed Public Enemy, and that's just a couple of blocks from where we'll be staying. They got a great museum of art down by the lake that has a this roof that's got basically like seagull wings that move with the sunlight during the day. So if you actually did like a time lapse photo of it during the day, you would see the wings move up and down, mimicking the flight of a bird.
Wow, that's
Oh,
cool.
that's cool. I never even knew that.
Yeah, it's
That's
pretty
really
cool.
There's the Brewers,
Yeah.
at least for a little while
Such
longer.
as. Oh. Well, that'll be so much fun. So, what are you have you looked at? Well, I should ask first because like a pro, I look at the schedule beforehand and start planning out my days. Have you guys done that?
No.
No.
Guys,
We're working on.
was gonna ask you, what are you most looking forward to seeing? But I guess
I think Bill Nye the Science Guy,
that's a solid.
that's a thing.
A solid.
It is a
Really,
solid.
I didn't look at the schedule yet.
I have a convention, but it's very awkward because I spent weeks actually constructing the
Right.
program,
I
and
was gonna
I
say you
can't
didn't read
just say
it.
one item from it that I said. Yes, there were actually there's so many things that are in it that it's so hard to pick at the moment when you're looking at it and you're concentrated on the work that you don't really let it sink in and what you want to do.
Right. Yeah, you're not actually reading the words, you're just typing.
Well, for those
Definitely.
of you that don't know what High Ed Web is,
Yeah, we should talk about that.
it's the conference for higher education web professionals. It's a great conference. It starts on Sunday, which will be the podcast is going live tonight, so that's like Thursday. Oh, someone just
A very special guest star?
I'm so excited. I'm
maybe,
the
I don't know.
don't say who, it'll be a surprise. I'll take over from here.
It's Alf, isn't it? It's Alf.
Maybe it is Al. Maybe it's Bill Nye the Science Guy. Could
Oh.
you imagine? Like, hey Bill. So this conference is actually, we are very biased, I will say. So apologies to our listeners that are in student affairs, but think about the excitement that you guys get for like Akuai and NACA and what are some other student affairs conference acronyms that I'm thinking? CSPA, like the excitement that you get for those things, that's how we get about High Ed Web. Because it is, you're seeing all those people that you've made professional connections, personal connections with across the country and in your state or in your region, and you're all coming together for a awesome collaborative experience. So that's why we are biased and super pumped about this conference. It's going to be in Milwaukee.
So I may have just called someone who just joined. I don't know if she'll actually say hello.
It's going to be a surprise.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole,
Hello.
another high ed web or a high ed social veteran on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're having a little party about the High Ed Web conference coming up.
Well, I'm happy to join the party.
Yay.
Will you be at the conference?
I will not.
I also will
Oh.
not. Yay, internet high five.
Woo-hoo!
2-2. We'll go for it. But you know about High Ed Web, and you can talk about how awesome it is.
I certainly can. I'm very sad I'm missing it this year. It was an amazing experience last year, and I'm going to be watching from afar through the back channel as much as I can.
Well, one of my goals this year is to do some live reporting from High Ed Web using the periscopes and the power of recording audio with my iPhone with folks there. So maybe we'll have some little live like snippets from the show on the podcast or from the conference on the podcast. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. But as you may guess, we're already recording.
I thought that might be the case.
Just a warning. Also, we're probably not going to edit this one because it's Wednesday and I'm lazy. And I just want to get it done with.
I get that.
I was just in the middle of asking Logan and Jeff what they're most looking forward to, because I always look at the schedule in advance and neither of them have done that. And Nicole, you're not going. But are you like me, Nicole, that you look at the schedule like in advance and like pick your what you're going to go to? Or do you just fly?
In the world of my best intentions, I look at the schedule. It doesn't always actually unfold that way, but I try. I think I did more with High Ed Web than I normally would with my admissions conferences, just because I wanted to go in with a better sense of things that would apply to me, because it was a broader conference for my skill set. So I didn't want to totally jump into a session and think it might maybe be related and then be completely surprised. So I did do a little bit more investigation into that.
Now, I will say, in my defense, there is a note on my calendar for Friday that says, look at conference schedule, determine where I'm going.
No, that's what you do on the plane, Jeff.
And
you
No. That's where I make last minute changes to my slide deck.
That's fair.
That's what the plane is for.
That is fair.
I like your style.
Well, I already see one. I'm just kind of going to go through it and see what's interesting. Just looking at the schedule right now, one of the cool things about High Ed Web is that it's really like 7 tracks. Okay. So there's applications, integration, and mobile. There's programming and architecture, development programming and architecture, marketing, content, and social strategy, management and professional development, technology and education, and usability, accessibility, and design, and of course, the sponsors track. Now, just scanning through the first day, whenever you create a presentation, it's always great to have a great name. And the really awesome name that I've hit first is How to Boil the Ocean. And I know. I need to click that to figure out what it's about. And the description is, can anyone go to a meeting without someone saying, we need a website for this, whatever this might be? And that makes me want to go to that one, just because I understand that. That happens
a lot. That is true art.
That is a true art.
I would like to have...
And that's by Chris Amelung and Ted Elsis, both from Washington University in St. Louis. So I'll be going to yours.
I think we should have... I would like to see, because I would not be able to do this, but I would like to see someone that's like a pro presentation titler / description writer and Jeff Stevens collabo and just create a presentation on how to make a great presentation. I would watch that.
There's an idea.
Oh.
Okay.
I need to go write my thing for next year. I would say on Monday, one that I would look at is Carlin's presentation on office politics. If you went to her presentation back in Portland, that was like standing room only.
Yeah.
You know, for higher education, for people who work in the web field in higher education, often navigating office politics is one of the most difficult things we do. And we've, you know, in the last decade, we've really moved from being like a service provider to being thought leaders on our campus for the kind of work that we do. But a lot of us seem to still be uncomfortable with that role. in taking that kind of leadership position when we go into meetings. So I think the kind of stuff that she's doing there is really valuable for a lot of web teams for trying to understand their place and niche in a larger organization and how to effectively manage that part. So I think hers is probably going to be a real standout on Monday.
Yeah, if it's anything like last year's, I have no doubt it's going to be a fantastic presentation because you're right, it was standing room only last year. And I know I personally, I was taking notes, I was tweeting, I was listening, I was like just trying to soak it all in as much as I could and keep track of what she was saying.
Sometimes we spend too much time on the back channel, I think, and kind of miss what's right in front of us. Which
that
sucks.
Is something for our student affairs or non-Hyatt Web listeners, that is a concept that is probably very foreign. So the back channel that we're referring to is the Twitter back channel. And
you are free to follow it, by the way, if you dare.
it will take over your news feed.
It will make your internets explode.
But I've noticed it's hashtag HEWeb15. For the whole conference. And that's something that's pretty standard at this point, I think, in student affairs or even beyond that, you know, you'll have this conference hashtag and people can jump in. But with Hyatt Web, because we're a bunch of internet geek dorks and love social media, we go so far as to basically create a hashtag for every single presentation that's going on that day. So you could like basically simultaneously attend two presentations or multiple presentations within the same time slot by sitting inside of one and then reading the back channel of the other. But like Logan, you were saying, like I get stuck in the back channel and I forget to listen sometimes, which makes me feel bad because I don't want to, but it happens.
So well, we also have a great fallback for that in the system in that Hyatt Web provides live blogging for a lot of sessions too through their Link magazine.
That is something that I have
and
done.
And also, if you're attending the conference and you would like to volunteer for that, they still have some open slots for that for this year. So we look for individuals who are willing to take notes during it to put together a short blog summary of the material that they learned at a particular session. And then we try and put that up in real time along with the rest of the conference so people who are outside of it can come back and get a good summarization of what happened in different sessions.
And that's something that I've noticed when I was live blogging. I live blogged in Buffalo and in Portland, and the presenters actually love seeing that. They absolutely love getting that, like, ability to say like, yeah, I presented at this conference and here's this like this audience member's interpretation basically of my presentation. Like the true takeaways are listed there. It's a really cool experience. It's a lot of fun. And it makes you listen. It doesn't let you float into the back channel of other presentations. Because it's like you gotta be fast to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one with a cool name. There's actually three of them in this one thing. It's the 3 o'clock time slot on Monday. Number one is slacking off at work, which I'm excited. Lacey is doing that. Lacey Pascal.
I've seen a similar presentation.
And she's going to talk about Slack, which I'm excited about. And another one is how I get my geek on in a cost-cutting atmosphere. That's a cool name there. And there's another one that you wouldn't think it was. It's in the sponsor track. It's called Powering Video Content with Your DAM and CMS. And if they would have just taken the and out of there, it would have been great. DAM being your digital asset management system and your content management system. So that would have been funny.
The puns.
Yeah, I love that. And there's just, you know, there's jQuery coding has standards. Now you tell me. Yes.
I'm such a fan of the titles of all the sessions at Hyatt Web. It's something that I had never experienced at any other conferences I had been to because, you know, like I've been to UB Tech and there were some great sessions there. And I've gone to, like I said, a lot of admissions conferences and there's great sessions there, but not nearly the creativity in titles. Yeah. They're pretty standard. Very explanatory titles. There's no puns to them. And I last year I presented at my regional conference and I tried to sneak a pun into the title and they weren't really having it. And I just, I'm trying to push the envelope a little bit more because I think we can all take a little bit away from Hyatt Web.
Yep.
I have been. I've tried that too. I was present or submitting a presentation, and I forgot the pun I was using, but it was like, it was very appropriate for Hyatt Web, but apparently they didn't really like that. So they were like, "We aren't really sure about your title. Like, maybe you can change it to insert really boring and very descriptive title here." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
Here's another cool one.
Please tell me you turned in. Please insert boring and non-descriptive title here.
I forgot what they actually told me to say. Like, they gave me, like, we basically want you to use this title instead. And I'm like, well, that's okay, I guess. But actually, that would be a lot more fun. I did do a presentation at a Hyatt Web regional, and I got to use the word noob in the title. So I thought that was kind of a win.
I went to that.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. That was a fun one.
So as I continue finding cool stuff, cool names, because that's all that matters about these things, another cool one is Tragedy, Pitchforks, and Twitter, Managing Campus crises on Social Media. That's a cool one. From University of South Carolina, apparently they had a campus shooting, a blackout, and a student incident that went viral, in addition to weather updates, because I hear it snowed there once. So there's that. That one seems pretty cool. Secret Agent Man, how to work with an outside partner. There's some good names and some interesting things to go with it. I'm very excited about this. This year.
It's like you're just like mystified.
No, yes. He got wistful. He got wistful.
I got wistful.
So excited.
Jackie and I are just feeling bittersweet about the whole thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sitting here with my heart like is breaking. So Nicole, what are we going to do like this weekend? What are we going to?
Well, I am flying out to Colorado for recruitment travel for my job, but I'm excited, except I'm going to mostly just see Colorado out the windows of my rental car, so don't be too jealous. But just to revisit the back channel for a minute, I do have to say I really, really am a fan. I mean, I know we can talk in either sense of how much you get lost in the back channel if you're actually there, but I think it's a lot of fun to contribute to the back channel. Oh, and I really like the convention of that each session has kind of the acronym for that batch, that for that whole track, and the number. So, you know, I, for myself, since I'm in admissions, a lot of the web ones didn't necessarily have much of an impact on me, but the marketing and communications ones and the management ones were the ones I was kind of bouncing back and forth between. And so if I was in one track occasionally, you know, after that session, I would look at what the other track had.
Right.
And I thought that that was really nice to be able to dabble in that. And I liked that it was very clear which one I was looking at.
What are, this is like totally random, what are the three things that when you went to your first Hyatt Web conference, you wish you brought and now you always remember to bring?
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Or just one thing. I have one thing that I forgot the first conference. And it was
hangover medication?
That's a good one. No, like granola bars. No, I did not bring a external battery charger, which was like awful. Because it made me think about it when you said back channel. Because I was on my phone. I did not expect to be on my phone nearly as much as I was, because I'm simultaneously like twittering on my computer and taking notes on my computer, and then I've got like my Twitter notifications going off on my phone, so I'm like responding to direct messages on my phone, and my phone was dead, I would say, before lunch every day.
I'll be honest, I think that I might bring a surge protector with me.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah.
So that I can plug in all my crap at the same time. Well, in my hotel room. I mean, that's the little thing. I got to plug in an Apple Watch. I've got to plug in an iPad. I've got to plug in an iPhone. Got to plug in a MacBook. That's just too much. Plus, everybody will love you if there's only one plug.
Absolutely.
That's true. That is true. What would be your thing, Jeff?
I now carry both of those things, but I guess at the first conference, and this was this is dating myself now, but the first conference I went to, I still had a Samsung Alias 2 as my phone. And trying to keep up on Twitter on that at the conference and actually keep up with people, that was the deal breaker. Before that, I loved my Alias too, and then at that point, I went nope. I've got to switch.
Yep,
I've got to make the change.
Have to do it. Have to say goodbye.
Are you showing off? You are showing off. You're going, look at this.
Logan's showing off his iPhone 6, 6S.
That's
6S
correct.
Plus. Did you
I feel plus? So left out. I don't have the video feed.
See. With the Force Touch and everything.
It's making animations and all sorts of things. It's cutting a tin can and making julienne fries at the same time.
Wow. Oh, hey.
Okay. Isn't that cute? So what you're not seeing is my son, Simon.
No.
His life picture.
I will say, I've got a tangent. It's not related to the conference at all. Apple coming out and being like, we now have live pictures is, in my opinion, one of the dumbest Apple moves ever. Because a picture that moves is a video. It's just a shorter video. Like, I don't understand the fascination with, like, here's a still image and when I touch it, it moves, because we've had that for a long time. It's a video. Anyone can make one. We can even do it in slow-mo or in, like, super speed now. Like, this is not innovative to me.
Well, here's what's interesting about it that you're not thinking about.
Tell me, Logan. Tell me what's so interesting.
The picture that you see is in the middle.
Okay.
So it has recorded a second and a half before I hit the button and a second and a half after. So you see the person go from no smile to a smile and then go away.
I don't want that.
Did he just blow your mind? Because he blew mine.
See, Jackie, you just don't get it.
Take a live video of my mind or a live photo of my mind being blown.
You just don't get it, Jackie, because you don't have it. And it's okay. It's okay to be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Let's
get back to the conference, because Nicole never got to tell me the one thing that she always brings to conferences now that she forgot to bring it the first time.
You know, I don't know if it's necessarily something I wish I could remember to bring so much as before I go to a conference now, I try to commit to how I'm going to take notes. Because I was like, what?
I said smart girl, because it's got to be consistent.
Exactly, because I was lugging around like a laptop and my iPad and my phone and a notepad, and that's just too much stuff. I needed to commit to one thing, and a lot of times it ended up being my iPad, which was great, but I didn't bring my case with me that has the built-in keyboard. So it's sort of twofold, where I needed to commit and stick with it, and I did not do that. Yeah, so from now on, that is my goal at a conference.
That's what I did.
I'm making that decision.
I actually bought a small, like, over-the-shoulder, like, one-shoulder backpack for conferences because it fits my laptop nicely. Because I have, like, a big, like, school backpack, but I never carry around that many items. But I also can't, like, just hold all my items in my arms. So I needed something in between. So I have, like, a special conference backpack.
I know Jeff has an amazing conference bag, too.
I use that giant Hyatt Web bag of holding they gave us a few years ago.
Bag of holding.
Because it's got that, and it's got the t-shirts and the buttons, and it's got everything in it. Camera.
Yeah, it's so challenging. Because that's always my struggle of packing for conferences. It's like, first of all, what am I going to wear? Like, got to figure out what I'm wearing for every single event. Pants is a good one. Logan is alluding to the first time I ever went to a Hyatt Web conference. I tweeted about being stressed about packing, and this random guy on Twitter, Logan, responds saying that I don't have to wear pants because we work on the internet and you only have to see us from the waist up. And now we host a podcast together. So I bring pants, but like, what am I going to carry around like with me during the day? Like, that's a whole stressor. Like, packing for conferences for me is a really big stressful.
I thought of something else that I'm going to bring to every conference.
What's that?
More comfortable shoes.
Oh my God, yes. That is the other thing I love about High Ed Web. You don't have to like dress up in business wear. Like it's so nice.
But I was so used to like thinking differently about, and I treaded the line and everything, but the shoes I wore destroyed my feet to the point where one day on the way to the hotel where the conference was at, I picked up Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts and tweeted about how happy I was that I got them, and multiple people were envious of those. And I think that's
that. I remember that tweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back to me. It's all coming back to me. I also never bring a means of holding other people's business cards, but I guess like your name tag does that pretty well. But like I always have business cards just in random places after I get them from people.
So do you get business cards? Because I always find that when I go to a conference, if I bring my business cards, nobody asks for them. And if I leave them at home, that's when they ask for them.
Everyone wants them. Yeah, we end up – I mean I can't say I've ever had like – this crazy influx of business cards.
I always end up with business cards when I come leave.
It's nice to trade. I don't know. Like just to be like, hey, like here's my info. Once I did try and it didn't end up coming through actually. But I had met a group, I want to say of like four or five different people for the first time. We were across the state. And all of us were kind of doing some content and like some small website redesigns. And we decided like, hey, why don't we kind of trade and kind of make like an editing club almost. And so it happened once where like I, for example, could redo a website or a page rather and send it off to these five people kind of across the country and be like, here, what do you think? Like go through, like kind of be like a quick little like QA testing kind of thing. And it was kind of neat to have like a little honest, you know, not inside of your own system opinion versus like grabbing your webmaster or someone on your staff and asking them for their opinion. So that was kind of cool.
I would like to mention that there will be higher ed social pins available.
They will be.
If I can find them, I may have lost them again. Jackie might be getting mad. I already lost one bag of higher ed social pins, and I may have lost another bag of higher ed social pins.
Good. I'll just keep throwing my money in the toilet then.
I just don't remember where they are. That doesn't mean they're lost yet.
Well, these pins are really cool because they are exclusive to our guests. So Jeff and Nicole actually already have them. Mm-hmm. But we are also, if you subscribe to us and you show Logan at the conference that you are subscribed to us and listen, we will also give you a pin.
Oh, they have to work for it?
Yeah, you got to work for it.
I thought it was free advertising.
Give away stuff. You just have to hit subscribe. Like all they have to do is subscribe to the podcast. It's not that hard. Jeff did it. Nicole did it.
That's right. Think,
maybe.
How many episodes have you listened to Beyond Your Own? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
My mom
I've
did it.
To like four.
Yeah.
I don't know if it counts that one of them was. Well, one was my. No, okay. Not counting my own three. But
listen, that's okay.
And one of them was somebody who was an intern for me, so I don't know if that 100% counts.
That totally counts.
Okay, great.
I haven't listened to the podcast ever.
I don't think I have either.
It's weird to listen to your own voice. I know.
I mean, I edit it, but then I don't listen to it after that.
Yeah.
We don't judge. It's okay.
Just make sure I'm not cursing. Don't say nothing stupid.
So the last thing I wanted to talk about, which I think is a very fun High Ed Web kind of not official but almost official thing, is actually kind of Jeff is the leader of a little bit, is flying the karaoke plane. So could you tell the story of what this is and how it came to be?
So going to karaoke is an annual tradition at Higher Ed Web. And the first year that I went in Cincinnati, someone wanted to know where it was going to be. And they made a spelling error on Twitter when they used the hashtag, and karaoke plan became karaoke plane. And
which is that so
has
better.
Stuck since then. So every year we find a location and we go to karaoke. Some years it's bigger than others. A few years we've had to do long slogs of 4 or 5 miles maybe to get to a karaoke place. It was like
remember
that.
Remember the gay bar in Buffalo?
In Buffalo.
Buffalo is, you know, it's a toss up for me between Buffalo and Portland about which one was the best karaoke plane.
I love
Q in Buffalo because
we took a school bus to a gay bar.
We took the school bus. We got there. We filled the place up, and then the bus came back and dropped off twice as many people. It was like sardines inside of there for like 2 hours, and it was amazing.
It was like a Tuesday night, so you know this poor you. Of course, you only have like one bartender on, and like you know it's not going to be busy. And we come in, and we're probably well over maximum capacity for this place. I just remember being so hot and like.
He was kind of irritated, but that was the first time that I got to hear Jeff Martin sing. That's at Movie Hawk on Twitter.
Oh and right, yeah, Jeff is a great singer.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. Yes, shout out to Jeff.
And then Portland was even bigger because we had the Hyatt Webb sponsored karaoke from Hell band at the World Forest Center, and this was a band that. Live fronted karaoke singers who took the lead singer spot while they took the stage, and we had that, and then we had an after hours karaoke playing right after that. This year in Milwaukee, it will be different than last year. Rather than the location about 4 miles away, karaoke bar has opened just one block away from the conference hotel.
Oh
and
my gosh.
Ordinarily, they're closed on Tuesdays, but I've spoken to the manager, and he's decided to open up exclusively to conference goers. So bring your lanyard, come over at 9 o'clock. It will be just us from the conference from there until close, and should be quite a thing.
Wow. Yeah, so if you are listening and you're like, what is the deal with these crazy Hyde Web people, just follow hashtag karaoke plane, because I think that's like, even though obviously the best part of the conference is all the learning and doing, but I think following the karaoke plane hashtag probably surmises our experience very well.
Karaoke was one of my like top five favorite moments from the conference last year.
It's like the most memorable. I love it.
I think
karaoke is where we solidify as a family.
Yes.
At the event.
Yes. One of my favorite pictures, I have a picture of Jeff, you're in it, well, your back is in it, and Chris D'Urso and a bunch of other people, and it's Georgie singing, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember.
Bohemian Rhapsody in Portland?
It was Bohemian Rhapsody, it was. Yeah, and it's just like, I look at it still, it just makes me so happy because I remember that moment so distinctly. It helps that there were Voodoo Donuts there, but quite honestly, it would have been just as amazing without the donuts, but... Yeah, it was just, it is. It's this massive family. Everybody was arm in arm, swaying back and forth. It was just like one of those moments that you can just relive immediately. Yes. And yeah, it's anybody who is listening who's going to be at Hyatt Webb, go to karaoke.
Please go to karaoke.
Do it. And please enjoy the keynote speakers, because goodness gracious, I'm so jealous. Although I'm pretty happy that I got to go last year when Nerdist was there, because I'm one of the biggest Nerdist fans you'll meet. But still.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye,
science guy, and Scott Stratton, who is amazing.
Yes,
I love Scott Stratton. He's probably one of my top two Hyatt Webb keynote speakers ever, and that's beating Woz.
He's number one.
The MythBuster of Nerdist. Oh my gosh, that taco argument that lasted 30 minutes at the end was amazing.
So that I guess is our closing question to our listeners for you to ponder. Is a taco a sandwich?
Nerdist says yes.
I don't know how I feel yet.
In any case, thanks for listening. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, and Nicole.
I'm still pondering.
For randomly joining us for this phone call / Skype at the last minute thing.
Love it.
Especially to you, Nicole. You weren't even at the last minute. You were like negative like 5 minutes.
So. I'm happy to join in. I'm just relaxing on my couch. So I'm happy to jump in, and hopefully people will listen to our advice and take full advantage of the conference. Enjoy it, especially enjoy it for Jackie and I.
Yeah, seriously. Have a locally brewed beer for us.
And well, it's Milwaukee. They like make beer there. It's all like Bud Light is like locally brewed there. What are you talking about?
Find something good and drink it on my behalf.
In any case, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to head to higher ed.social, where you can see a link to HiEd Web, and maybe a picture of a really crowded gay bar. If there's anything else, I don't think there is, please subscribe to us there as well. So have a great conference if you're there, and stay tuned for all of our conference coverage as it happens.
Coming live from Logan's iPhone.
If it lasts. Thanks, guys.
Good night.